gospel reading for this day comes to us from the Gospel of Mark. I'll be reading from chapter 4, verses 26 to 34. If you would like to follow along, I invite you to turn to page 914. Page 914, and that's going to be in your New Testament in the Red Bible. Page 914, Mark 4, 26 to 34. He also said, "The kingdom of God is as if someone would scatter seed on the ground and would sleep and rise night and day, and the seed would sprout and grow. He does not know how. The earth produces of itself first the stalk, then the head, then the full grain in the head. But when the grain is ripe, at once he goes in with his sickle, because the harvest has come." He also said, "With what can we compare the kingdom of God? Or what parable will we use for it? It is like a mustard seed, which when sown upon the ground is the smallest of all the seeds on earth. Yet when it is sown, it grows up and becomes the greatest of all shrubs and puts forth large branches, so that the birds of the air can make nests in its shade." With many such parables, he spoke the word to them as they were able to hear it. He did not speak to them except in parables, but he explained everything in private to his disciples. Here ends the reading of God's holy word. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks
be to God. Let us pray. Is the harvest going to be big enough? We need to do more, do something, because if we don't have a bumper crop this year, we may have to sell the farm. My Facebook news feed is constantly filled with articles about how the church can't survive the current decline in worship, why millennials are leaving the church, the rise of the nuns who have no religious affiliation at all, the nuns, N-O-N-E-S, and the church's waning influence mixed with all of these are letters to the dying Christian church. We are so afraid that the community church is going the way of the family farm, so we better do something. It's not enough to scatter seed. We need to get genetically altered seed so it grows more easily in any kind of soil, so it produces more, so it is hardier and healthier and more resilient. We need a gospel that will grow in today's world, so let's create a hybrid. We need a bit more prosperity to go with this gospel to the poor, a bit more glitz and glam to graft onto this humble gospel. Changing the seed isn't enough, though. We need to change the soil the seed grows in. Let's change the worship. More lights, more entertainment, a smoke machine. The gospel can't grow in 1,000-year-old liturgies, after all. We need to till up the worship and break up the unplowed ground of these dusty old sanctuaries. We are afraid that we're not doing enough or aren't doing it well enough. Doing more, though, is usually a sign that you don't trust what you're doing. We don't trust that the seed will grow. We don't trust the power of the gospel to grow of itself. I have been there in my almost 30 years of ministry. Have you? Not able to trust. Certain God can't possibly know what God is doing, so we have to help God along. We have to give suggestions. We have to form a committee. We have to be busy about doing the gospel all the time. And Presbyterians love committees. The reactionary response is just to throw up our hands and say, okay, God, if you want this kingdom of yours to grow, then you, God, better get to it. But the parable doesn't release us from all responsibility. Jesus isn't advocating field of dreams evangelism. Well, we put a sign at the road and we have worship. So if God wants his church and God's kingdom to grow, then God will bring in the people. If you offer it, they won't necessarily come. Though I think many of us wish that were the case, right? On the other hand, the parable shatters any illusions we have that the fate of the kingdom is in our hands. The church is not a young adult novel. We aren't the plucky, unlikely teen heroes who must rise to some impossible challenge to save the kingdom of God on earth. We are kingdom workers, not kingdom bringers or kingdom savers. We plant the seeds and we prepare for the harvest whenever it suddenly bursts from the earth. But will it be big enough? It seems to get smaller every year. Fewer baptisms, fewer members, fewer pledges. Will it be big enough? The kingdom starts like the smallest seed, a mustard seed, so it's not looking great. How big could it get? Certainly not big enough to fill our sanctuaries, certainly not big enough to meet our budget, certainly not big enough to put a dent in our community's poverty, moral and financial. What's a small church, a small denomination, a small gospel going to do in a big world? What will we do? It grows up and becomes the greatest of all shrubs. That's what it does. You're probably wondering, a shrub, really? A shrub? We want an orchard of trees. We want a field of flowers. We want a plantation of cash crops, not a shrub, not even the greatest of all shrubs. I think we prefer Ezekiel's cedar in Ezekiel 17, a big, strong tree that houses every kind of bird on the earth Why can't we have a tree like that? Now, that's big enough. We want Ezekiel's cedar. We want the tree, not the shrub. We also want forbidden fruit and golden calves and our parents' inheritance and a savior who doesn't have to die. So maybe our judgment isn't as great as the greatest of all shrubs. Ezekiel's cedar symbolizes God's restoration of the Davidic kingdom, an earthly kingdom, mighty and proud, but earthly kingdoms rise and they fall, and the bigger they are, the weaker they get. Every empire that grows, believing it can become big enough for the whole world, eventually topples like a chopped up tree. The mustard plant does not rise so high that it may topple and fall. It remains lowly. Lowly, like a king who enters a city humble and riding on a donkey, who comes not to be served, but to serve, and who humbles himself to take the form of a servant. The kingdom of God is great in its humility and lowness. It stoops to wash feet. It kneels by wounded strangers on the side of the road. It is not lifted up. It is lifted up not on the shoulders of servants, but on a cross where all creation is reconciled to God. This lowly shrub is big enough for birds of every kind to find a home. Every kind, Jew and Gentile, male and female, black and white, gay and straight, rich and poor, introvert and extrovert. Birds of every feather can flock together because this shrub, this kingdom, this gospel, this God is big enough. The kingdom of God starts off small and grows of itself, independent of our tricks and our trends and our tampering. It grows in ways that we cannot see and cannot know until it breaks forth from the ground and becomes the greatest of all shrubs, big enough for people to come from east and west and north and south, from left and right, from uptown and downtown, to sit at the table together. If only all of our churches and hearts were so big. Perhaps at times we think our outreach is in vain. We look at all the outreach things we plan and then we say, not many people came, so it must be a failure. And we're thinking about numbers all the time. Maybe we believe the soil or the seed has gone bad, so the fields will soon be left fallow. And we're afraid our efforts and our talents aren't big enough for the harvest we need. We're right. They aren't. The good news, though, is that the harvest isn't dependent on our efforts. The seeds grow without us, but the seed still needs to be sown. The mustard plant is an annual. It requires renewed sowing to populate the earth, but the promise of its potential life remains in the power of the seed, not the power of the sower. Remains in the power of the seed, not the power of the sower. The harvest is coming, and it will not be of our own making or doing, but we get to bring it in. We get to bring it in. On that day, we will know just how those seeds we sowed grew in people's hearts, sprouted in communities, bloomed across the world. We will marvel at all the ways the preaching and hearing of the good news brought hope and peace and joy and love. We will wonder when it happened and how it happened, because we'll want an explanation. We'll want a sheet of paper that tells us exactly when and where and how and who was involved and what committee was in charge. But then, sisters and brothers, then we'll remember that the kingdom of God is like someone who goes out to sow seed and then sleeps and rises day after day, all while the seeds sprout and grow. He knows not how, and those tiny seeds, tiny like a mustard plant, grow to become the greatest of all shrubs, big enough for all the birds of the air to build nests in its shade. We will be amazed, but we won't be surprised. Let us pray. God of mercy and God of grace, we thank you that you are a God who is big enough to take in our work and to use it, big enough to work while we sleep, big enough for all people to be welcome in your kingdom, big enough to overcome our sin, big enough to use our love. Lord, we thank you, and we look forward to the day when the harvest comes in. Keep us awake and mindful, Lord, of the many ways you call and equip us to do the work of your kingdom. The gospel. Hallelujah.
Amen. Amen.